Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapid Support for this October 28th, 2025. Proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic. Have your host, James, here. We're joined by our great friends from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. We have Danny in with us, marketing specialist. Danny, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks a lot for being here. And a great outline, great events to get into today. Certainly want to kick off with an event going on today, the Business Expo. Let's get right into that.
Yes, our Business Expo is happening today. I'm very excited. It is happening from 2 to 6 p.m. at Bullseye Golf Club, and it is going to be Candyland themed, so expect some great decorations from everybody involved. I know everybody at the Chamber has been putting in a lot of work to make sure that it just really embodies that theme. So again, it's going to be at Bullseye Golf Club, and we are doing a business-to-business networking session from 2 to 4 p.m. where you need a business card to enter, and then once you enter, you're able to communicate with these booths and with other businesses, and it's really just about building up that network. And then it's open to the public from 4 to 6 p.m., so it's just going to be a great event. I really hope that everyone comes out and sees what everyone has to offer for our business community.
It's a very unique opportunity for businesses out there, for employees out there, getting a chance to do one-on-one or face-to-face conversations that you might not get always. And it's a really fun event, too. I don't know if I bring that up enough, but it's such a fun event, too. So even if you are a business and you have all the employees you need, or you have a great job or something, I still think this is a great opportunity, a great event to go to, especially for what you hit on there with the networking part of it, of being able to connect with a business that you might not otherwise, and you and your business teaming up or anything like that. There's so many possibilities when it comes to this, and our area is very good at being creative and finding different avenues for business. It's a great opportunity to find out more. Business Expo going on today from 2 to 6 over at Bullseye Golf Course. Be sure to check that out, everybody. Networking exchange for HR professionals. Easy for me to read, not as much say, Danny, but this is a fun event also coming up next month.
Yes, our network exchange for HR professionals is happening on November 12th, and that is from 11:30 to 1 p.m. We're really lucky because we're able to partner with Midstate on a lot of this more educational stuff, and they really do know what they're talking about. So I think it's a really great way for us to partner with them, and also for there to just be a centralized location where people who are interested in HR, or maybe you're starting a business or looking for employees, it's just a great place for people to come together and kind of share ideas and kind of collaborate in that way. And so our speaker is going to be Craig Bernstein, and he's going to be speaking about HR and just about innovation within that role. And we are taking registration for this event, and it closes on November 5th.
So a good idea to get that in right away, get it out of the way. You got it done. You're all taken care of, and you can be ready for the event itself. Especially, I don't think there's a business out there, I don't care how long you've been around, that couldn't be benefited by this. But this is especially beneficial to young businesses out there. And when you're coming up with your idea for your business, the name for it, you know, how many employees you're going to need, so many of these things, there's so much to do. HR tends to be one of those things that's very important but doesn't always get thought of or get brought up. And when you're able to have somebody like Craig who really knows what he's doing, really is great at this, you've got a great start on this one, a good head start on it. Not at all to sound scary here or anything, but doing this for many years, I know of good business ideas, good business models that, you know, never got off the ground or didn't last very long because they didn't take care of the HR end of things. It's one of those, you know, key factors to your business thriving and being successful. Showing up for this event, great way to get a leap on that.
I also do want to mention that we actually have two speakers for this event. I'm not used to us having two speakers, but we do, which is awesome. So we do have Craig Bernstein, and he is a workforce and professional development director. But we also have Todd Will, who is a teaching and technology innovation specialist. So you're going to be getting those two different perspectives, which I think is really important to highlight.
Oh, yeah, very much. And I appreciate you bringing that up. With this event, as you mentioned, people need to register for it. We'll let you know how to register and where the website and all that before we wrap up. Now, you can go to wisconsinrabbitschamber.com right now if you want to just go ahead and get it out of the way. Go ahead. I don't blame you. Get it out of the way. It's fresh in your mind. Do it. Danny, we have networking a night coming up next month as well with some of our new friends around here. We've been working with Evolution Throwing a little bit here and there and stuff. We're having a lot of fun. Big shout out to them. They're going to be hosting this one.
Yes, I'm super excited about this one. My first time going to Evolution Throwing was actually, we filmed a business spotlight video a few months ago with them and going in there, it was just awesome. Like, the amount of things that they really have to offer there, and it's just such a great event space, and I think it's going to be a different location for us to hold it at, and I think it's going to be a very dynamic, fun event. It is happening on November 17th from 5 to 7 p.m. Again, it is just a night of networking and getting to know people within the Wisconsin Rapids business community. We are going to have food and also raffle prizes, and I know everyone really loves prizes. It is open to members, future members, potential members. If you're curious about the chamber, this is a great event to get out to because you meet a lot of people who are super directly involved with the chamber, and I think getting their perspective on what it means to be a member of the chamber or just a member of the Wisconsin Rapids business community is really important when making a decision like that.
You know, they've been around for a little bit, but a bit of a newer business. And so when it comes to that, not everybody gets a chance to see or stop by. So not only do you have a chance to do that, but also, of course, as Danny was saying, you know, the connections you can make, have a good time, enjoy yourself, and maybe make some connections for you and your business that you wouldn't have had otherwise. Great stuff going on over there. A great opportunity to check it out. Networking at Night, Evolution at Evolution Throwing, November 17th, 5 to 7. Going to be a real fun time. Going to be a blast. Coffee with the Chamber, one of my favorite events you guys do, is coming up on November 19th.
Yes, it is. So our Coffee with the Chamber that is happening, again, on November 19th, is happening from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m., and it's happening at the City Hall Council Chambers. This one is free for our chamber members. If you are a non-member, it is $10, but I really do think it's worth it because it is such a great way to learn what's going on in the community. And as not only a business member, like a business person, but also just like a member of the Wisconsin Rapids community, I really do think it's some great, insightful information. Our discussion topic is going to be related to economics. It's going to be the economic development update on the general community, paper mill, foundry site, downtown master plan, and more, which is just like so all-encompassing of everything that the city has to offer. Our two speakers are Kyle Kearns and then the mayor, Matt Zocker. And this event has been very generously sponsored by Paper City Savings Bank.
Appreciate them sponsoring this one. You got two incredible speakers right there, both Kyle and Mayor Matt. Really good talkers, but also really down-to-earth, easy to talk to people. So having an event like this is perfect for them and a perfect opportunity, like you said, really just one-stop shop kind of thing for you. If you're interested in the area, you want to know more about what's going on in your area to discuss some of these things. And the economic development, every one of those updates has a ton of information in it. I get to talk to Matt once a month and everything, and I cannot tell you about on air, off air, how excited he is about that impact and what's going on in that and the work that's being done to build our economy even stronger in this area. And you could be a part of that conversation by being a part and get some great coffee at the same time. I like where it's being hosted at too. That's a great spot.
Yeah, I think it's very indicative of what the topic is going to be.
It's very fitting. Yeah. Make sure to make plans for that one, everybody. Mark it on your calendar. And as we are getting closer to November and, of course, the holiday marathon that is going on, we get ready for some of our favorite events. And one of the signature events in our area, Rekindle the Spirit, the parade's coming up.
Yes, I'm super excited for this one because I'm not from this area, so it'll be my first year kind of being around for it. And so I'm super excited to see what it's all about. But what I do know is that it's on November 26th. It's starting at 5:45 p.m. And it's going to be on West Grand Avenue. It's going to start by near City Hall and end kind of past Hotel Mead and the library. We're taking registrations for float entries right now, so if you're interested in that, please call Lacey at 715-423-1830 for an application form. Or if that's too much and you want to come say hi to our faces here at the chamber, just stop in and grab an application form.
It's such a fun event. Encourage everybody to be a part of this one. We will be. We're going to get to broadcast live for this one. We're going to be broadcasting and talking about the parade itself and getting it to our listeners and everything. We got to do this a couple years ago. It was so much fun. It's a blast. We cannot wait to be a part of this one. And it's really one of the signature events in our community. People look forward to this one all year long. It's going to be a blast. And you can be a part of it, everybody. Be sure to. Reach out to Lacey for that if you want to be a part of this, or if I have a float entered to it, Danny.
Or you can stop into the chamber and we have applications there, and we can answer any questions you might have.
Be sure to stop on by and be a part of this one. Want every business, all the business, everybody be a part of this one. It's going to be great. Going to be a good time. And as we're wrapping up, Danny, I did want to take some time to talk about Small Business Showcase that is coming up. Another great event in our area that you guys host.
Yes, I'm super excited about this one because I know we had talked about this last time, but I do really think that this is a way to not only promote shopping local and really promote our small businesses in this area, but also to build a community around that shopping. So it's going to be taking place from November 29th to December 12th. And it's just a really great way to promote your business, get some really good exposure for yourself while also kind of building that community and that anticipation around what you sell. So we are taking 45 small businesses for our passport. And the way it works is that our community members can stop into your shop and get a stamp on their passport when they shop at your business. And then after they have a certain amount of stamps, they're able to be eligible for a prize. And we are also taking raffle baskets for that. So to participate for a non-member, for a non-chamber member, it is $100. For a member, it is $50 plus a raffle prize. We are taking registrations no later than October 31st, so that deadline's coming up. I really do think this is one that, as a business, you do not want to miss out on. I think it's just such a great way to not only get your name out there, but to build that excitement around what you do.
All the things you just said, I second that wholeheartedly. And it's it is such a fun event, too, and it's such a great event to be a part of. And I know I've mentioned it being fun or being a part of it. That's part of community.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, you all businesses out there spend a lot of money on advertising, and it's very important to your business. Think about yourself as a consumer, how often you see a name of a business on something. Like maybe you go to a high school baseball game or one of our many baseball games our kids have, and you see on the backfield, outfield walls and stuff a business's name. Things like that. That is the kind of marketing, that kind of a promotion that we're talking about with events like this, or Rekindle the Spirit, or a lot of the things the Chamber does. It's getting your name out there. It's putting it out in front of people's eyes. And whether they know of your business or not, it's an opportunity for them to learn about it. And then there's something like this, where with the passport, all this fun stuff, you're really directed to the business. You're really going mm-hmm. right to that and everything. And you could be one of those businesses. I don't know anybody in town that, whether you're doing amazing or you could use more people, everybody could benefit from this one because it's so much fun and you're showing you're a part of the community.
Of course. And I really do think it's just such a great way to build that kind of like word of mouth marketing, which as a marketing student, you do kind of learn that word of mouth is the most important, impactful, personal type of advertising. And so being a part of the Small Business Showcase, physically having your name out there and having people talking about what you do, it's amazing. Like you can't beat that.
Right. That's good stuff, Dani. And a great episode as always. You've been really just killing this. You're getting better and better at this. Nice work. Dani, if people have follow-up questions, they want to know more about some of the things we've talked about today, where's the best place to send them?
You can reach us at wisconsinrapidschamber.com or you can call us at 715-423-1830.
Yeah, that website Dani mentioned is fantastic because keep in mind, while we talked about a lot today, there are so many other great events and so many great resources for you at the website, wisconsinrapidschamber.com, community resources, workforce, economic development, so many other things over there for you. Head on over, bookmark the page, and be a part of all of these events, everybody. And be sure to follow the Chamber on social media, share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see it otherwise. Dani, we'll talk again real soon. Thanks for the time.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.